Kissing 101, an anonymous fic, read by Penny. Robin Buckley knows that, objectively, Steve Harrington is a good kisser. Oh, she's heard the reviews. Girls in school would speak of their makeout sessions with him like a legend sighting. At the time, she couldn't really care less. She was nursing the constant wound of all these pretty girls wanting to kiss Steve, and not her. But now she's older, she's wiser, and she's friends with the once enemy. But best of all, she's got a date with a pretty girl this Friday who definitely wants to kiss her and not Steve. Only there's one problem. Robin's never kissed anyone. Ever. She doesn't know how. The solution seems pretty obvious to her. She waits until the end of their shift at Family Video to ask him. The lights are only half on. The open sign is flipped to close. Robin's been slow about her closing duties and kind of gives up halfway to sit on the counter and watch Steve count the register while she bites her nails nervously. Steve, how close friends are we? When he looks up at her, brow furrowed, she ploughs on in the rambling way she always does. I mean, like, I have a favour to ask you and I don't want you to hate me, but I really need some help and, like, it's super personal and... He reaches over and puts a hand on her knee to still her, another one on her shoulder. Rob, slow down. Once she stills, he lets go of her knee, the hand on her shoulder moving up to push some of her hair back. He looks at her with calm and warm eyes. I'd do anything for you, you know that. Oh, good. I want you to kiss me. Robin swears she sees his brain begin to ooze out of his ears. I'm sorry, did you just say you want me to kiss you? She's not about to back down. She gives a firm nod. Yes. He's still so close to her, scanning her like he's looking for the bite that gave her rabies. Some explanation for her request. He put the back of his hand on her forehead, checking for a fever. Are you sick? Did you hit your head or something? They can't do this all night or she won't get anywhere. Robin's whole body slumps and she whines a little, stretching one of her legs out a little to tap at his thigh. I'm serious, Steve. I've got a date with Vicky on Friday and I can't go into it without having kissed anyone. Steve relaxes just a little. That's what this is about? Rob, I wouldn't worry about that. Your first kiss is gonna be a little awkward, but that's the whole point. It should be awkward and fun and with someone you like. I like you. He gives her a pointed look. I like you well enough, she amends, giving a frustrated sigh. It's not the same, you don't get it. First kisses are okay to be awkward when you're like 15. She pauses, looking at him to see if she's even in the right ballpark. He smirks at her and mouths 9 and she just shoves at him as he grins. See? No 9-year-old is a good kisser. Well, yeah, but Robin, that's where I am, a 9-year-old kisser in an 18-year-old's body. You have to help me. She shrugs helplessly, clapping her hands together for emphasis. You just have to. As she continues to sit there on the counter, her legs kicking idly, Robin thinks she's on the right track. His expression becomes pensive and he licks his lips before he starts gnawing on the bottom one. Does it really have to be me? Your reputation does precede you. She feels nervous and she reaches forward to play with his vest. But I trust you, she whispers, too shy to meet his eyes. I like Vicky, but I don't know her that well, and even though you're a smelly boy, I trust you. I trust you to be my first kiss. Silence. Then. Okay. She whips her head up in surprise, only to find him smiling. His eyes are a little misty. Such an emotional lug. But she can understand how so many girls like him. Yeah? She asks, excitement brewing. He steps forward to stand between her legs. You'll do it? Steve snorts. No, you'll do it. He presses his finger to the button of her nose. This is your idea. Plant one on me, Buckley. She tries not to pout, but it happens anyway. It makes Steve laugh as he tilts his head toward her, a devious sparkle in his eye. Well, Robin finally huffs, close your eyes. I know enough to know your eyes aren't supposed to be open. He closes his eyes with a hum. Yes, ma'am. And then he just stands there with his lips slightly upturned in that patented Harrington smirk. She leans forward just a tad and he starts snickering. Don't laugh. Not laughing, he says, while he is obviously laughing. The noise makes her giggle a little too. You're laughing too, he shouts. She gets it under control first. No, I'm not. Just shh. This is serious. Sorry. He clears his throat, finally composing himself. Continue. She tells herself one last fuck it before she leans forward and smashes their lips together. It lasts maybe 2 seconds, and it is one of the most boring experiences of her life, but something inside of her unwinds. She did it. She kissed someone. When they pull apart, Steve's eyes open. They're crinkled with amusement. I'm glad you trusted me, but really, you call that a kiss? Robin flushes. My lips touched yours, so yeah, it's a kiss. What am I, your great aunt Pearl? Steve, she gripes, shaking him in her small tantrum. I told you, I'm 9 years old. He mumbles about how inappropriate the analogy is given their circumstances. I don't know what I'm doing. So she moves her hands about, gesturing for him to come close again. I need you to teach me. He slouches and Robin swears a bit of his hair deflates with it. Cheese, Rob. There's a complaint, an argument on the tip of his tongue, but he's not a complete dingus all of the time. He knows a losing fight when he sees one, though that hasn't stopped him before. But this time he yields. You want a true Steve Harrington kiss? Yes, yes, she rolls her eyes. Kiss me like you mean it, or whatever. It's a cheesy line. Something out of a rom-com that Steve ironically adores so much, but it seems to do the trick. Fine, he whispers, his eyes drifting up to her hair, following his own fingers as they sift through her wavy locks, tucking them behind her ears. His hand lands somewhere behind her neck, gentle, cradling her head, one of his thumbs brushing her cheeks. He moves slowly. Take notes, Buckley. The words are blown against her lips, and then he slants his mouth on hers. The first thing she notices is that Steve's lips are soft and he tastes like sour candy. After her initial freeze moment of having Steve kiss her, she moves her mouth against his, trying to copy, trying to remember, and it's nice. It feels nice. His hands move in tandem with his lips, one hand rests on her face, thumb rubbing lazy circles against her jaw, while the other hand moves down to her waist, ever the gentleman, playing with the fabric of her shirt. What are you doing with your hands? He mumbles against her lips. Robin is concentrating very hard on her lips, so that she kind of forgets she has hands. Nothing? Exactly. He pulls back and grabs her hands. You can't just sit there, that's weird. Start at the hip. He puts one of her hands on his waist. And maybe the face. He brings the other to cup his cheek. And if it's going well, then you can get to second base. Second base? Her boobs, Robin. You can touch her boobs. She rolls her eyes. I know that, just... She's a little lost for words at the moment. But there's still another lesson she wants. I noticed you didn't really use your tongue. Kissing is with your lips. The tongue is a tool you use wisely. When she continues to stare at him, he looks like he wants to die. She has to bite her lip to keep from laughing. Please don't ask me to tongue you, he begs. Robin takes a deep breath for dramatic effect. I want the full Steve Harrington experience. Tongue away. He honest to God whines. Robin, come on. It's going to get weird. It's already weird. We're always weird. Just... She grabs him before he can run away. I'm a fast learner. I think I'm getting the hang of it. Let me try. He groans, but he still steps closer to her, eyes closed in surrender. Robin dives in this time with more confidence, copying what Steve did before. Then she slips her tongue in and... Yeah. It's not good. He pulls back suddenly, face scrunched. His eyes are screwed shut. Too much tongue. That's too much. Right. Robin coughs, trying to will her blush away. I was a little too enthusiastic. Steve rolls his eyes good-naturedly before the smirk is back and he's pulling her back. I have to do everything, he gruffs before he's kissing her again. He's more firm this time, but still gentle. He's tugging her closer, kissing her harder, and then he slips his tongue in and... Oh. That's nice. She hums when Steve pulls away with a loud pop. The girls are right. She looks him up and down, nodding slowly in approval. I think I have the authority to say that you are objectively a very good kisser. And just think, he waggles his eyebrows at her. That was just the beginner's course. What's a girl got to do to take the honours class? Steve's eyes blow wide and he snaps his fingers, pointing excitedly at her. I knew you could flirt. Say stuff like that to Vicky, she'll love it. Robin adjusts her posture, standing up straighter. She is starting to feel a bit smug. You didn't answer my question. If Steve wasn't the wonderful human being that he was, he'd be so done with her shit by now. Instead, he decides to indulge her one last time. He leans forward and points a finger at her, the threat of it nulled by his shit-eating grin. You get one, I mean one, last trick. That's it. I'm not kissing you again. They're Frenching, so it just comes out without much thought. Comme tu veux, Robin says mockingly, but Steve pauses slightly, turning red. French, huh? I'll let your future girlfriends in on the secret. You're so annoying, he says before he leans in and kisses her once more. It's the same as the other two attempts. Slow and warm, then the tongue, and then he goes a little deeper, and then... Oh. She hums into his mouth, content, before she pulls back, eyes wide. Oh. Wow. Steve is grinning. Right? See what I did with my tongue? You just gotta... What are you guys doing? The two of them whip their heads round so fast she's surprised their necks don't break. She feels herself flush bright red when she catches Eddie Munson leaning against one of the stacks, a stupid grin on his face. He's got a pack of M&Ms that's definitely unpaid stock in his hands, throwing a few in the air and catching a few in his mouth for show. Robin could die. It's not what it looks like, she offers. Eddie's brows shoot up, but the smile doesn't leave. Really, because it looks like you asked Steve to give you kissing lessons. He gestures between the two of them. I know he isn't your type. She sags a little in relief, just as Steve begins to nod sagely. She picks up one of the tapes left on the counter and gently smacks him on the arm, making him howl. So, Eddie leaps off the stacks and saunters over there. The candies get tossed perfectly into the trash can. Steve mumbles something about the basketball team and lost potential, and he taps his fingers together, waggling his eyebrows and landing on the other side of the counter. He rests his elbows on the glass and cradles his chin in both hands. Did we learn anything fun? He teach you any good tricks? She crosses her arms in front of her chest. As a matter of fact, he did. Something in Eddie's eyes just shines. She knows that look. He's got an idea. Eddie bats his eyes at her. Care to share with the class? She looks to Steve, who has his hands up on the defence. Don't look at me. Do what you want. She turns back around just in time to see Eddie hop over the counter. You're serious? You don't mind? Though I don't typically sample your variety, it's always a pleasure to be kissed by a pretty lady. I'd be glad to be of service. Steve moves back towards the register and Eddie steps into her bubble, standing just as Steve did, between her legs while she sat on the counter. Show me what you got. Eddie's heavy leather jacket is much more fun to pull than Steve's vest. He stumbles just a little as she presses her mouth to his, slow, just like Steve taught her. She remembers her hands this time, settling them on his waist while Eddie's hands immediately go to her lower back, pulling her toward him in an attempt to grab her ass. He follows her lead, but she can tell that Eddie's got some style of his own up his sleeve. He pulls apart with a loud smack. Aww, he coos, fixing the hair he must. That was good. So sweet. He turns to Steve. I always figured you'd be a gentle lover, Harrington. Steve rolls his eyes, and before Robin has a chance to say anything, Eddie turns back to her and asks, Want to try something for when things get a little raunchy? Hell yeah! Mm. When Eddie pulls her in for another kiss, he goes all out. His hands hook underneath her knees to pull her impossibly closer before his hands go to cradle her face. His mouth is warm and tastes like chocolate, and then he's biting her lip and licking into her mouth and... Holy shit! Mm! She squeaks, eyes flying wide, just as Eddie pulls back, looking rightfully smug. She searches his eyes for a sign of God because what he did was insane. How did you do that with your tongue? Practice, my dear girl. Wait, Steve asks. It's not better than my trick, is it? Robin's got her face in her hands, trying to use her palms to cool down her flushed skin. It was so much better than your trick. That was... She sighs dreamily. and the biting thing. Right, Eddie preens. Listen, you gotta... What biting thing? Uh-oh. Eddie snickers, leaning into Robin's personal space, and if she was just a smidge less gay, she'd probably be asking him to kiss her again. Someone's getting jealous. Robin matches his devious grin. Eddie was kind enough to show me. Just ask him. Maybe he'll do the same for you. Yes, yeah, Stevie. Maybe I'll do the same for you. You want in? Steve looks back and forth between them, and Robin laughs. Of course he's curious. His reputation does precede him. Finally, his eyes drift heavenward, and she's pretty sure he mouths, Why me? Before he starts walking over in defeat. This day's already been so goddamn weird. Why not? Robin reaches for the stock candy, a box of nerds, it's only fitting, and rips them open for the show. This should be good. Pucker up, big boy. Eddie nearly laughs the word out, his smile all teeth before he's grabbing Steve and kissing him. Robin discovers very quickly that she was definitely in remedial kissing class. Whatever those two have is classified under unresolved sexual tension. Steve's hands are in Eddie's hair. Eddie's hands are groping Steve's ass, and they're so into each other, it's disgusting. When Steve lets out an honest-to-God moan, Robin starts cackling with a mouthful of nerds. Eddie pulls them apart at the sound of her laugh, like he just remembered she was there in the first place. So, what's the verdict, Harrington? Good trick? Steve looks a little kiss-drunk, his eyes glazed over and his hair a mess. His mouth opens and closes, but no words come out. He's like a big, dumb, gaping fish. Do you leave your tongue in Eddie's mouth? Steve nods a little, eyes still dazed. I might have. Holy shit, dude. He looks up at Eddie. I think I just fell a little bit in love with you. Eddie throws his head back and crows. Happens every time, baby. Robin finishes the box of nerds, shaking the last few crumbs into her mouth. All right, enough of that. We should probably finish up and get out of here. Steve, it's your turn to vacuum. He's staring off into space, or there's a spot far off on the carpet that is very interesting. His cheeks are red. Yeah, I'm gonna need a minute. Robin catches on pretty quickly. Oh, come on, seriously? A boner? From one kiss? Eddie leans over and smacks a kiss on Steve's cheek. Mwah! Like I said, baby. Happens every time.